right, DG, thank you so much. 846 at WCHL, and I said just a moment ago that you were going to be able to learn more about the Healthiest You Challenge. And as a matter of fact, we have one of the authorities in here now, Michelle Bachman, who is with the UNC Wellness Center and also one of the coaches. And you are coaching which team?
The Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation.
Okay. And how's your team doing?
We're doing good. We're fourth right now. Mm-hmm. We have hope to make it back to 3 or 2 or 1, hopefully. Mm-hmm. This week we set up another time slot, so because we're all so busy,
yeah,
so that hopefully more people can come to the days and we can have a better turnout to get more points.
A lot of people listening today may not have any idea what the Healthiest You Challenge, WCHL's annual event, sponsored by UNC Healthcare and a whole bunch of other great sponsors, is all about. Take just a minute and explain what's happening here, if you would.
So the UNC Wellness Centers have partnered with, obviously, you guys, WHCL, to allow and teach the members of the community, mm-hmm, to live a better healthy lifestyle. So we broke them all off into teams, and we are, as coaches, we're teaching them about the gym, healthy lifestyles. There's lectures. We have a bingo card that they have to do things on their own, like shoot hoops, eat better. So just teaching them a better, all-around healthier lifestyle as opposed to just running or doing something in the gym.
A lot of people might jump to the conclusion that it's all about losing weight, but it's not that at all.
It is not that at all.
Yeah, so much more involved. And you said your team is in fourth place. There are 8 teams.
Correct.
In the competition, 8 members on each team. But first of all, I want to know about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in physical fitness.
Sure. So I swam competitively since I was 6 years old, mm-hmm, all the way up through high school, and just loved everything about fitness, everything about being athletic, just the way it made life a little bit brighter. So in college, I became a personal trainer. I did that for a period of time. I graduated from Liberty University with my master's, mm-hmm, in health and wellness. Applied to the job at UNC, moved down here actually from Maine 7
wow,
months ago.
Wow.
So
a lot warmer down here, isn't it?
It is glorious down here.
Well, are there any specific goals, any specific fitness goals that you're working on with your team?
My biggest goal is to teach them to be healthy all by themselves so, mm-hmm, that they don't have to rely on a personal trainer or somebody to always hold their hand so that they can go out and they can do it themselves. Not only that, but they can feel confident about doing it themselves, so that they have the knowledge and the power to change their own lives, and they don't have to rely on anybody else.
Feels good to inspire other people, doesn't
it? Oh, it is the best job in the world.
Well, you're not the only coach. You have another coach working with you, right?
True. I have Tanya. Yep.
Okay. All right. You and Tanya doing a great job, apparently. And, of course, this is the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Rec team we're talking about here. And the UNC Wellness Center is this fabulous place. But you're going to get outside the Wellness Center for one thing. I know. I keep hearing about this kickball tournament.
It's true. We have a huge kickball tournament going on. All the teams are going to get together. I believe it's next week.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up on March 29th, which is 1 week from today.
Perfect. So we're all going to play kickball, have some, you know, just good old-fashioned outside fun. So again, something else we don't have to be in the gym for. Teach them to do something fun. Put a little rivalry in there to see,
yeah,
who can win.
That'll be at Cedar Falls Park on Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. And we've done this before.
Yep.
Always is a lot of fun.
Oh, it'll be great.
Do you have any other words of wisdom that you'd like to say to your team members this morning if they happen to be listening?
They happen to be listening. They better show up tomorrow night for our team workout. That's all I got to say.
Well, Michelle Bachman, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is, I mean, we do this on a regular basis, and people just rave about it. It's wonderful. It changes lives.
That's the goal.
You're a part of a life-changing experience.
Couldn't be more proud. Thank you.
It's 8:50 at WCHL. Good morning. When I wake up in the morning.